the oak tree, a message of encouragement. It says this: a mighty wind blew night and day. It stole the oak tree's leaves away, then snapped its bough and pulled its bark until the oak was tired and stark. But still the oak tree held its ground while other trees fell all around. The weary wind grew up and spoke, "How can you still be standing, oak?" The oak tree said, "I know that you can break each branch of mine in two, carry every leaf away, shake my limbs, and make me sway. But I have roots stretched in the earth, growing stronger since my birth. You'll never touch them, for you see, they are the deepest part of me. Until today, I wasn't sure of just how much I could endure. But now I've found, with thanks to you, I'm stronger than I ever knew." That's the word of encouragement to you. Remember how strong you really are. Remember how strong you really are. Remember how strong you really are. You're more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. Let me talk to you just a few moments out of this theme, and then we're going to worship in our giving. Eric, I need you just to stay right there with me. Just keep playing. Just stay right there with me. When I got the card and I read it, it just really encouraged me, and it caused me to think about a couple of passages of Scripture. One is in Psalms chapter 1. In Psalms chapter 1, it says this: "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. His delight is in the word of God. And his law, his word, he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaves does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers." I want to encourage us, because as we came out of last week, in all of the powerful words and times of ministry and the praying for one another that took place, I want to tell you that it's going to be you being rooted in the Word that's going to really sustain you. It's going to be you being really rooted in the Word that's going to sustain you. It says, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, the Word of God, and in his law, in his Word, does he meditate day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted." If I was to give a text, it would be firmly planted on God's word. Firmly planted on God's word. It's the one who's able to meditate day and night in the word. One who has a steady diet. Say steady diet. It's the one who has a steady diet of the word that's going to be able to weather things when they hit your life. When the storms come and when the winds blow, it's going to be the strength of your roots in the foundation of the word that sustains you. You may look weary from the waist up, but your roots run deep. You may look tired, but your roots run deep. You may look like you've been through something, but the roots run deep. And any of you that have had any work in your yard or different things, and Pastor Reese and I were talking about it recently because she was out doing some work in the yard. And some of the roots that came from a plant way over on the other side have made their way over here. Roots run deep. And roots can be strong. You ever seen how roots can break up concrete? It can mess up a driveway or... The roots just have their way of running deep and getting strong under. His delight is in the law or the word of God. And in his law, in his word, he meditates day and night. He meditates day and night, and he will be like a tree firmly planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season and does not wither, does not wither, does not wither, does not wither, does not wither. And whatever he does, he prospers. The same strategy, meditating on the word day and night, meditating on the word, is talking about a disciplined relationship in God. It's not saying that you're always sitting and just reading the Bible, reading the Bible, reading the Bible, but you're meditating on the things of God, even the things that you heard last week, even the prophetic word that you received. You're meditating on that. You're receiving. You pray for understanding. Say understanding. Say I need to pray for understanding. Say that. Yeah, here's the thing. Sometimes you can hear things, but you don't really understand it. I want to encourage you, don't discard it. Pray for understanding. Pray for understanding. Because sometimes God will speak something to you that doesn't make sense, but if you pray for if you pray for wisdom and understanding, then God can bring that to you, and out of that, you benefit from it. The strategy of meditating day and night is the same word that God spoke to Joshua in Joshua 1, 5 through 9. He says, but the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night. Meditate on it day and night. Why would he say that? Because it becomes a part of who you are. Where you spend your time, how you spend your time, the things that you focus on will always have impact on your life. And I'm all for having a good time. I believe we should enjoy life. But there has to be a steady balance of the word of God. That's the compass for you and I. The plumb line for you and I. That brings everything back to center. And particularly when things hit your life. And everything around you is shaking. But if it's being shaken. But if the roots run deep, guess what? You're going to make it through it. God was speaking to Joshua and helping him to understand, this is how you're going to get through leading these people. This is how you're going to get through every victory. This is how you're going to get through and taking out all the ites in the land in order to possess your inheritance. Meditate on it day and night, talking about the word of God, so that you may careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. I have commanded you, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. What we need is understanding. What we need is understanding. It's in Matthew 13, Jesus speaks the parable of the sower. And when he speaks the parable of the sower, his disciples say to him, why are you always talking in parables? One of the things that I want to help us understand this morning and as a house is this. There are things that God will bring to you and I as believers that we will understand that unbelievers will not understand until they come into new birth, new life, regenerated life. It's a delicate balance of what you share and what you teach, how you share it, and how you teach it. Because some will get it, some will get the understanding, and others won't. But I'm convinced of this. You never dumb down the word. You never water it down for the person who doesn't understand it because they're not born again yet. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we can do that. So I want you to see this point here. So Jesus then, Matthew 13, verse 3 through 23, it says this, and the disciples came and said to him, why do you speak to them in parables? Talking about the religious folk and the other people. And Jesus answered and said, To you it has been granted to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but not to them it has not been granted. For whoever has, to him more is given. And he will have an abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because while seeing they do not see, and while hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Say, God, give me understanding. Come on, say it again. God, give me understanding. The reason why this is so important, saints, is because you can hear the word, but not necessarily understand the word. And it's not the word you hear, it's the word you understand that brings forth fruit. It's not the word you hear, it's the word you understand that brings forth fruit. Let me show you what I'm talking about. So Jesus, after helping them understand why he speaks in parables, he says, now let me tell you what the parable of the sower really means. He says, when someone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. The one of whom seed was sown on the rocky places, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet has no firm root in himself. But is only temporary. And when affliction and persecution arises because of the word, immediately he falls away. So we can be in here and we're excited and we're hearing the word, but if we're not understanding the word, it's not going to produce what it has the potential to produce. And the one of whom seed was sown among the thorns, this is the man who hears the word, and the worry of the world and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And lastly, he says this, and the one of whom seed is sown on good soil. Let me pause there and tell you what I believe good soil is for us. It's that you are living your life in a way that keeps your heart open to the things of God. It keeps your heart cultivated. It's in Proverbs 4, verse 23 through 27. It says, with all diligence, keep your heart, for out of it are the issues of life. I'm paraphrasing now, but then it goes on and said, so you must watch what you watch what you say, and watch where you go. Watch what you watch what you say, and watch where you go. That goes back to, how blessed is the man that does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scornful. But his delight is in the word of God, and in his word does he meditate day and night. Somewhere in your day, hear me now, somewhere in your day, you need to be plugging in the word of God. The word that we see, the prophetic word, the powerful word we just heard from Pastor Sandra and Pastor George, came out of a time, her personal time, in the word that God spoke to her. It's not unlike other times in our house, but it has to be personal for you as well. Because it's not the word you hear, it's the word that you understand. And the one on whom the seed is sown on the good soil, this is the man, here we go, this is the man who hears the word and understands it. This is the man who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and brings forth some 100, some 60, some 30. It's not the words you hear, it's the words you understand. Hear it a different way. It's not the word you hear, it's the word you apply. It's not the word you hear, it's the word that you receive as your word. So a lot of times, I appreciate the words that I get from many of you after a message or something, and you say, "Good, Pastor, that was a good word, good word." But you just have to know that for me, and I appreciate that, but don't be surprised if I ask you, so how do you plan to apply it? Good word, Pastor. That was powerful. Yeah, thank you. So tell me, how do you plan to apply that? Give me your understanding of it. What did it do for you? What did it do in you? What is it going to do for you? The good soil. This is the man who hears the word and understands it. Understands it. It's not the word you hear. It's the word you understand that brings forth fruit. Because here's a dynamic of the kingdom. Everything going on in your life and mine is an opportunity to gain understanding concerning the things of God, concerning the kingdom of God, concerning His word, His will, and His ways. That's why, and I'm almost done, that's why in Mark 8, Jesus now having, in Mark chapter 8, He feeds the 4,000. Now, you know, He fed 5,000. Then He fed 4,000. When He fed the 5,000, how many baskets of food was left over? Anybody know? Real quick. I think it was 12. When He fed the 4,000, how many baskets were left over? 7. Okay? Say more than enough. Come on, say more than enough. In both cases, it seemed like they didn't have anything to work with till Jesus stepped in. Got to get the understanding. Got to get the understanding. The widow woman that thought she was going to die in Zarephath was about to die till the man of God stepped in. So it says this, it says leaving. Now they're leaving from feeding the people and Jesus dealing with the religious folks. It says this. He again embarked and went to the other side, and they had forgotten to take bread and did not have more than one loaf in the boat with them. And He was giving orders to them, saying, watch out, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. They began to discuss with one another the fact that they had no bread. Now, Jesus is giving revelation to them. Jesus is giving them instructions, and they're talking about we don't have anything to eat. But these are the same individuals. Now, I'm talking about understanding. Now, I'm talking about opportunities to gain understanding. These are the same folk who were with Him that didn't watch Him feed the 5,000. They fed the 5,000. They were the same ones who were there with the 4,000. They weren't watching Him feed the 4,000. They fed the 4,000. I want to bring you into this place. God is okay with you saying what your part was in what He did. Help me, Lord. I want to try to say it a different way. Because here's the thing. It's out of that that you get the understanding that you co-labor with God. You co-labor with Christ. It's out of that understanding that, see, if you don't see these moments as teachable moments to bring you into a level of understanding of how God moves, how His kingdom operates, you will always be just removed from the experience. So God did it, but He wants you to hear we did it. Oh! And don't let anybody try to put it on, well, you know, it's all God. But listen, ain't nobody trying to be God, ain't nobody trying to take God's place. But what God wants from you and I is to come into the revelation that we are partners in this. That's why He didn't say to the 5,000, sit down, I'm going to feed you. He says to them, what do you got? Then He gives them instructions with the 4,000. He doesn't say to them, you all sit down. And guys, you sit down with them. I'm going to feed all y'all. I'm going to show y'all how powerful I am. He says, no, you're going to feed them. Because in that, listen, in that was the demonstration and the acting on their faith. And there are things, listen to me, there are things that many of you have already been through some things. that should speak to a level of confidence and understanding when it comes to the things of God. It may look a little different, but you can look at it and say, you know what? I've seen this before. I've been here before. And you begin to recognize some of the ways that the enemy is trying to work. Yesterday, I was sitting talking with Pastor George and Pastor Sandra, the associates at their house. And I don't know about you, but I can be having a conversation, and all of a sudden, the Lord started having a conversation with me as well. Who do you listen to? Him. And one of the things we're talking and we're just kind of sharing, and God is blessing our conversation. And then I heard the Holy Spirit said, understand that the enemy's goal is to stop you. Understand that the enemy's goal. Understand. I'm talking about now living out of this place of understanding. That it is the goal of the enemy to stop you. And the scripture makes it clear that we are not ignorant of his devices. We're not ignorant of his schemes because we understand what weighs in the balance. And all in a fleeting, I'm talking about 10 seconds, I just heard the Lord say, he will use deception. He will use discouragement. He will use disappointment. He will use depression. He will use distraction. He will use a critical attitude. He will use envy, and he will use offense. We know that. That's why we've got to live in a place to shut it down every time. God, give me understanding. The enemy will try to deceive you. If he can't stop you, he'll try to deceive you. Make you think you're not who God says you are. And sometimes make you think you're somewhere you're really not. Anything that he can do to slow you up, he'll try to discourage you. Some of you have been battling with it for some time now. Recognize whose it's coming from and walk in the understanding of God's grace that's available to you. Disappointment, depression, distraction, critical attitude, envy, offense. It's about understanding. It's about understanding. It's about understanding. I'm watching all the things that are going on in this season for our family personally, for our family here at Ayers, and I have understanding, Pastor Arnold. I know what the enemy's trying to do. I want to tell you something about today and last week. What God is saying, I'm going to send you out here resolute. You're going to leave here shored up. You're going to leave with your head high. You're going to leave with your shoulders back. He said, and when you leave out of here, they're going to know that the kingdom has gone somewhere else. That's a good time to clap your hands. I'm telling you, because I know the battle in my mind of how the enemy's trying to fight me. But he's defeated. He's defeated. I know how he's trying to discourage me. I know how he's trying to distract me. I know how he's trying to say it's bigger than anything. You can't do that. What makes you think you can do that? You don't have the people. You don't have the resources. You don't have the wherewithal. No, but I got God. And I have a word from God. I'm talking about understanding. I'm talking about understanding. I'm talking about understanding. So think it not strange as we continue to move forward. It's going to get more and more powerful. And we need to come with that understanding. You need to find some of the folk that used to come, now thinking they need to be somewhere else. You need to come on. It's getting ready to blow up. It's getting ready to blow up. It's getting ready to blow up. The fuse is lit. The countdown is on. It's getting ready to blow up. We're ready. We're ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to see the power of God moving through this house. I don't know if you felt it, but there was one moment in our worship today that it was so powerful. And I looked out, about every mouth was open. And I mean, it was like the heavens just opened up with us. Don't miss opportunities to gain understanding. I'm finishing with this. Jesus said to them, "Why do you discuss the fact you have no bread? Do you not yet see or understand?" Do you not yet see or understand? Do you have a hardened heart? Having eyes, do you not see? And having ears, do you not hear? And do you not remember? Now here's where he checks him. Do you not remember when I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000? And how many baskets full of broken pieces you picked up? And they said, 12. When I broke the 7 for the 4,000? How many large baskets full of broken pieces did you pick up? They said to him, 7. And he was saying to them, "Do you not yet understand? Do you not yet understand?" You sit here today because you are overcomers. And because you are more than conquerors. Quit acting like you don't know. And start living like you do. Tracy, put that card back up there for me. The oak tree. This is my closing message of encouragement. A mighty wind blew night and day. It stole the oak tree's leaves away, then snapped its boughs and pulled its bark until the oak tree was tired and stark. But still the oak tree held its ground while other trees fell all around. The weary wind that should be gave up and spoke, hear me, it won't last always. It won't last always. The weary wind gave up and spoke, "How can you still be standing, oak? You need to know, Ray, the enemy is saying, how are you still standing? Sandra, how are you still standing? You just buried your son." Yeah. The oak tree said, "I know that you can break each branch of mine in two, carry every leaf away, shake my limbs and make me sway. But I have roots stretched in the earth, growing stronger since my birth." You see, with understanding comes the strength. You find yourself in the midst of something and you're just, "Oh, I understand what this is about. I understand what's going on here." You'll never touch them, for you see they are the deepest part of me. Until today, I wasn't sure of just how much I could endure. But now I've found, with thanks to you, I'm stronger than I ever knew. You are overcomers, and you are more than conquerors. Keep standing. that which you don't understand, trust God. Pray for understanding. That which you need to know, He will bring it to you. And that which you don't worry about it. He's got it. He's got all of it. If you receive this word, would you thank the Lord right now in your own words?